Many Vermont manufacturers feel that years of talk about disappearing jobs have led people to believe their industry is dead. They say the impression can be self-fulfilling, and it's one reason they're having difficulty filling some positions. In an effort to get ahead of the problem, one Vermont company is working with a nearby high school to introduce students to a high-tech manufacturing environment. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
It's true the total number of manufacturing jobs in Vermont has declined from historical highs. The state has shed 17% of them in the past decade. But there are still plenty around, and they often pay well. But some of the best-paying technical jobs at GW Plastics in Bethel are some of the hardest to fill. Kathy Tempesta is the company's director of human resources.
Historically, when we've looked for our technical people, we look for somebody who already has the skills coming in the door, and we've had to look outside of the state. It's very challenging to attract people to move to rural Vermont.
When company officials heard about a New Hampshire manufacturer offering what's essentially a semester-long high school class, Tempesta says they went to check it out.
And we started thinking, why not look at the people who are already here, offer the kids the opportunities for more education, for the skills, for the experience, and stay where their families are.
GW Plastics now has its own class called the School of Tech. For the past semester, 10 Randolph Union High School students have been enrolled. Many manufacturers have training programs for people in the job market, or they host visits by students. This is unique in that it's an educational program for students. It involves both classroom lectures and hands-on work.
What can we do to address the problem? What can we do to reduce the likelihood that we get red grease on our product?
On a recent day, GW's John Lamone was on the company's production line with students, illustrating some of the points he'd made in an earlier class session. Company employees like Lamone have created a series of presentations that serve as the students' introduction to high-tech manufacturing. Ken Cotto is the teacher at Randolph Union who recruited the students for the program. Cotto says from his perspective, it's not about filling jobs at GW Plastics, but giving students a clearer sense of what their options are. Cotto says to some students, skills like math or abstractions that don't have real-world value, this gives them a chance to see them in use. He says the students also come into contact with marketing and human resources people at the company, which gives them a broader view of how English and communication skills can be used.
Which I think, you know, every kid needs as we're trying to move more into hands-on experiences. These guys get a lot of it here. Another major interest for the kids was these are good paying jobs in Vermont. Some of our better paying jobs are unfortunately either our best kept secrets or they're something that we're still trying to align our education system to.
Nick Jickling is a Randolph High School senior who plans to study either engineering or biology in college. He signed up for the GW Plastics program to get a clearer idea of what engineering involved.
This just seemed like a great way for me to get some experience so I could see if I wanted to continue with it in the future.
Jickling says he was struck by the complexity of the manufacturing process.
I mean, I was really surprised how precise these machines are and what these tools can make.
GW Plastics plans to continue their School of Tech next year. The company is also partnering with nearby Vermont Technical College to fund a scholarship program and provide paid summer internships to students. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.